Good morning.
Morning.
Nice to be with you once again. It's been a while.
很高兴又能来到大家当中。
I brought my lovely wife Lori.
我太太也来了。
Well, this morning we're going to talk about a subject that I suspect all of us struggle with sometimes.
今天早上我要带来的信息是我们每个人都很可能会遭遇到困难的一个题目。
And that's the subject of contentment.
那就是关于知足的问题。
I know of a Christian man who received a sympathy card after his first wife passed away.
我认识一位主内弟兄。当他的第一任妻子去世以后，他收到了一张慰问卡。
And on that card were written these words.
上面是这么写着的。
I am willing, Lord, to receive what you give.
主啊，我凡是你所赏赐的，我欢然接受。
I am willing to lack what you withhold.
凡你没有赏赐的，我不奢求。
And I'm willing to relinquish what you take.
凡你从我手中收回的，我默然放手。
That would not be an easy thing to say.
这不是简单的。
When we lose things that mean much to us.
当我们失去一个很重要的部分以后。
It reminds me of the words of Job.
这让我想起了约伯记。
In the Old Testament, the book of Job.
在旧约约伯记上。
We learn that Job loses literally everything he has.
约伯失去了几乎是所有的一切。
His family.
他的家庭。
His possessions.
他拥有的一切财物。
And in addition to that, his health.
不仅如此，他也失去了他的健康。
And yet his response is a response of worship.
然而他的回应却是一种却是一种祷告，是一种赞美。
In Job 1:21, he says, The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
他是这么说的，我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。
In chapter 2 and verse 10, he says, Shall we receive good from the Lord and not calamity?
在第二章中他说到，难道我们从神手中得福？不也受祸吗？
It's a rhetorical question, and we know what the answer is.
我们知道这个答案。
No. We should receive good and bad from the Lord.
我们从神手中得福也得祸。
And these statements address what I want to talk about this morning.
这些话语就是我今天所要告诉你们的。
The state of contentment.
一种知足的心态。
The Bible admonishes us to pursue it, to go after it.
圣经教导我们，我们要知足，要学习怎样的知足。
So what I'd like to do this morning is develop this thought.
所以今天早上我愿意来阐述这个真理。
One great demonstration of the Christian's faith in God.
基督徒在世上信靠上帝的一个伟大的见证
is learning to be content with his or her circumstances.
就是学会在各种处境中知足。
So I'd like to consider this important subject by looking at four aspects of it.
所以今天我要从四个角度来研究这个问题。
A clarification.
第一，我们讲一个澄清。
A definition.
第二，我们讲一个定义。
An explanation.
第三，我们做一个解释。
And an application.
最后一个应用。
So let's talk about a clarification.
我们首先来做一个澄清。
What do I mean by this?
我的意思是什么呢？
Well, I think it's important to us to answer another question.
我觉得我们事先需要先问另外一个问题。
And here is the question.
的问题就是
Is there such a thing as good discontentment?
世界上有没有这种东西叫做良性的不满足？
And I would answer the question, yes.
确实是有的。
We should be discontented with our spiritual life if it needs to change and grow.
譬如说，在我们的属灵生命中，我们可不可以只是满足于维持现状呢？不可以的。
We should be discontented with injustice.
当我们碰到不公不义的社会事件时，
We should never stand by when we see unfairness or unjustice or injustice. We should do something.
我们也绝不能够满足于现状而袖手旁观，我们必须有所作为。
And we should be discontent when we see evil.
当我们碰到邪恶的事情的时候，我们同样的不能知足。
We should never let sin go unchecked.
我们绝不能满足现状而故作视而不见。
When you see something, you should say something.
我们看见问题，我们就要发声。
So these are just a few examples of some things that it's good to have discontentment toward.
可见得确实是有一些事情，有一些情况，我们不应该感到满足，我们要做一些事情。
But there are a number of things we should never be discontented with.
然而，却有很多的事情，我们却要学习知足。
Let me give you a definition.
所以让我们先来看看知足的定义是什么。
If you get out a dictionary and look the word up,
如果我们打开字典看看知足，
these are some of the definitions you will find.
字典会这么告诉我们
Feeling satisfied, that's being content.
感到满足
Feeling fulfilled, that's being content.
感到圆满
Feeling complete and at peace, that's being content.
感觉完整，感觉内心平安
But I don't want us to think of contentment in a narrow way.
但是我们不能这么狭隘地来看知足
I want to look at it with a more comprehensive perspective, a broader scope.
我们要从更全面、更广阔的视野来思考。
Contentment goes beyond just money or material stuff.
知足不是仅仅限于金钱或物质方面。
We just read several verses that talk about being content with our material goods. Whatever it is we have, we should be content.
刚才主席已经念了几节的圣经，告诉我们我们怎么样在金钱与物质方面，我们需要感觉到满足。
The word in the Greek language is translated in English content.
这个希腊文原文
means to be enough.
它的原文的意思就是有了足够的供应
，to be sufficient.
有了足够的供应。
It carries the idea of having an adequate supply of something.
它也表达了这种充足的概念。
But it also speaks of an attitude that says, I'm satisfied with what is available.
但是它也表达了一种人生的态度，那就是我满足于眼前我所有的一切。
What are some of the other areas where we may find ourselves not always content or satisfied?
那么我们来考虑一下，在生活中有哪些方面我们常常会感到不满足呢？
We could make a whole sermon series out of this list, but let me go through the list.
我们可能可以用一整个小时的时间来讲我们不满足的事情，让我来举几个例子。
It's possible you may not be satisfied with your spouse.
或许你对你的配偶感到不那么的满意。
You wish they would be different.
你也许希望他们是。
He would put his socks away.
你也许希望他们能够收你的袜子。
She would be prettier.
你也许你希望她长得更美丽一些。
Or maybe we're discontent with our children.
或许我们对我们的子女不那么满意。
Wish they could be as smart as our neighbor's kids.
我们希望他跟我们邻居的孩子一样的聪明。
Or maybe we're discontent with opportunities.
也或许我们对我们所遭遇的机会不满意。
We wish we would have more opportunities.
我们希望我们的遭遇是更好的。
Or maybe we're discontent with our education.
也或许我们对我们所受的教育感到不满意。
We wish we could have had more.
我们希望我们有更高的学历。
Or maybe we're discontent with our vocation, our jobs.
也许我们对我们的职业不那么的满意。
I'd rather be a doctor than a plumber.
我也许希望我是一个医生，我不愿意做一个修理水管的人。
Or maybe we're just content with our circumstances, both painful and pleasing.
也许我们对我们目前的处境不那么的满意，无论那个是痛苦的或是令人愉快的。
Maybe we're even discontented with our friends.
也许我们对我们的朋友不那么的满意。
Or maybe we're discontented with our talents.
也许我们对我们的天赋才能不满意。
We wish we could sing like that great singer.
我们希望我们也能够唱歌像刚才那些人唱的那么好。
Or play the piano like that great pianist.
我们也希望我们也能够弹钢琴。
Or maybe we're discontented with our spiritual gifts.
也或许我们对我们的属灵恩赐不满意。
Or maybe we're even discontented with our family heritage.
也或许我们对我们的家庭传承感到不满意。
Well, that's enough of that. We could go on and on with a very long list.
我们可以继续讲我们不满意的，我们就讲到这儿吧。
Let me explain what we're talking about this morning.
接下来我们应该进入下一个阶段，我们来做一个解释。
A spirit of discontentment can create a victim's mindset.
一种不知足的心态会滋生一种受害者的思维。
I've been the recipient of injustice.
我们就感觉到我们受到了不公平的待遇。
I've been treated unfairly.
我被不公平的对待了。
I deserve better.
我本应拥有更好的。
It generates great unhappiness.
它也带来了极大的不快乐。
And it distracts us.
它也使我们分心。
Instead of counting our blessings,
我们不再数算神的恩典
and rejoicing in them,
并因之喜乐
we complain about what we lack.
反而抱怨了我们的缺乏
The other day, we had our granddaughters over.
前两天我们邀请了我们的孙辈来我们家里
One is 5, one is 7, and one is 9. And we have a bubble machine that we put on the patio and we turn on and it shoots up all kinds of bubbles, little ones and big ones.
我们架设了一个这个气球的机器在院子里。
And the second oldest, the second youngest, she was kind of standing right in front of them, kind of hogging the bubbles.
这个中间的那个孩子他在这些气球中间的玩耍。
And the little one got upset.
那个最小的就不高兴了。
Because even though there were bubbles going past her sister and she still could pop them,
虽然她这个气球在她的眼前但是被她的姐姐都打破了。
She was discontent.
所以她不满意。
She didn't concentrate on the bubbles that she had.
她没有算她已经有的那一些气球。
She wanted more bubbles.
她要更多的。
That sounds like us.
我们不也就是这样吗?
We're not always happy with what God has chosen to give us. We want something different or something more.
我们常常不满意神给我们的，我们常常需要更多的或者更好的。
And being discontented greatly affects our relationship with our God.
我们的不满意就严重地影响了我们与我们的神之间的关系。
Discontentment creates great dissatisfaction with Him.
我们对神就产生了不满意的感觉。
Frankly, it puts us at odds with our God, with our Creator.
甚至使我们与我们的神站在了对立面。
And as I thought about this, I came to a conclusion.
当我想这些事的时候，我得到了一个结论。
Discontentment is really a rejection of God's will for our lives.
不满意其实就是不满意神对我们生命的计划。
What is God's will for our lives? It's what He deems best for us.
我们要晓得神给我们的计划是神认为最好的。
And it is ultimately a dissatisfaction with God's sovereign plan for our lives.
我们如果有这种感觉的话，最终就产生了我们对神主权的不满。
So as you can see, discontentment is a big deal.
所以我们就可以知道，不知足是一个很严重的问题。
It grieves our God.
它 造成了神的悲伤。
Out of great love, he gives us so much.
神给我们这么多的爱。
And for us to gripe and complain about it, grieves him. It disappoints him.
如果我们对这个神的计划不满意的话，也造成了神的伤感。
Discontentment can lead to other sins.
同时，不满也会导致其他的罪。
It can lead to lust and coveting.
举个例子，它会导致情欲，或者我们说是贪欲。
In the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus chapter 20 and Deuteronomy chapter 5,
在旧约的出埃及记以及申命记中，
we have the Ten Commandments.
那里记录了十诫。
And the tenth commandment is, we're not to covet what belongs to somebody else. That is, lust for it, desire it.
十诫中的最后一诫就是讲到我们不可贪恋，不可贪恋人的妻子、房屋、田地、仆卑等等。
The Hebrew word for covet means
希伯来原话中的这个贪欲
to desire the wrong things, specifically things that belong to someone else.
是一种失控的欲望，一种渴望错误的事物。
In the New Testament, there's a little different word used.
在新约中，这个新约原文用了一个不同的字。
In Acts chapter 20, verse 23,
在使徒行传的二十章，
the Apostle Paul said, I do not desire your gold or silver or clothing.
使徒保罗说，我未曾贪图一个人的金银衣服。
And that's the heart of that word, to desire to have more. And Paul said, I don't want more. I'm content with what I have.
这里的这个贪图就是新约圣经所用的这个字。那保罗说，我不贪图，我是满足于我所有的。
So discontentment can lead to lust and coveting, but it can also lead to greed.
这个不满除了能导致这些情欲以外，也能够导致贪婪。
In Mark 7:22, Jesus tells us that greed is a part of our old man.
在马可福音第七章里头，耶稣说到这个贪婪是我们自己心中的一种罪恶。
The word in the Greek means to be eager to have more than what is necessary.
在希腊原文中，这个贪婪的字意思是渴望得到你所超过你所需要的事物。
Do you ever look at bumper stickers on the back of a car when you're at the stoplight?
你们有没有注意过这个汽车后面的这个贴纸？
I've seen one that talks about this very thing.
我曾经看到一张贴纸，就是在讲这件事情。
It says, "He who dies with the most toys wins."
那个贴纸上面竟然是说的是，拥有最多玩具的人是胜利者。
I always want to stop the car and walk up to their window and knock.
我几乎想要走到那个车子上，敲他的窗子。
And I'd like to say to them, I might point out that the winner still dies.
我要跟他说的是，那个人他可能是赢了，但是他最终还是要死的。
But that's the attitude, that's the philosophy of many today, including Christian people.
很不幸，很多人都是存着这样的思维，甚至包括基督徒在内。
So discontentment can lead to greed, but it can also lead to idolatry.
这个不知足除了可以导致以上的两个罪过以外，它还可以导致偶像崇拜。
Listen to Colossians chapter 3 and verse 5 as the Apostle Paul wrote to those Christians.
我们来看哥罗西书三章五节。
He says, therefore, consider the members of your earthly body as dead to sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, carefully listen, and greed, which is idolatry.
他说，所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪。贪婪就与拜偶像是一样的。
That's transferring affections that should be exclusively reserved for God to someone or something else.
偶像崇拜是什么意思呢？就是把原来该归给神的爱转移到了其他的事物或人。
Discontentment can also lead to complaining.
偶像崇拜就是不满不知足，除了以上的三个导致的罪以外，还可以导致抱怨。
It's complaining to God, I'm not happy with what you've given me.
抱怨就是抱怨对上帝听，说我不满意，我不高兴了。
And of course we know that to complain is to sin, because Paul says in Philippians 2:14, we're not to complain, we're not to mumble, we're not to murmur.
抱怨也是罪，就如同腓立比书二章十四节保罗所说，凡所行的都不要发怨言，起争论。
When I was about 8 years old,
当我在八岁的时候，
on Christmas Eve,
在一个圣诞节的晚上，
That's when our family opened our gifts.
我们在打开我们的礼物。
I opened all my gifts.
我打开了所有该属于我的礼物。
And I had a big pile of toys.
我有一大堆的玩具。
And I said to my mother,
我跟我妈妈说，
something I should never have said.
我实在是不该说那么一句话的。
I said to her, is this all there is?
我说，就这点吗？
And she was not happy.
她听得很不高兴。
And she sent me to my room.
她把我送到我的房间去。
I was discontent with all that I had, and what did I do? I complained.
我得了那么多的玩具，我并不满足，我还在抱怨呢。
God doesn't want us to complain. He wants us to appreciate the goodness that He has poured out on us.
神不喜悦这样的事，神希望我们的是我们能够感恩，我们能够感谢他所供应我们的一切。
Something that can help us get control of discontentment in our life is developing a mindset of stewardship.
我们怎么样才能控制我们这种不知足的心态呢？那就是要培养一种管家的思维方式。
The New Testament describes Christians as stewards.
新约中把基督徒描述成管家。
And that's a very interesting word. It refers to a household servant who's in charge of all his master's things.
管家这个字是很有趣的一个字，它指的就是说，我们可以在我们的主人家里动之任何的事物。
He doesn't own them, but he has the responsibility of managing them for the leader.
我们能够动之这些东西，但是那些东西不是我们拥有的。
There's an Old Testament illustration. Do you remember the story of Joseph in the house of Potiphar?
你们记得这个约瑟的故事吗？
He was the steward of all of Potiphar's stuff.
他是主人的管家。
And that is what we are.
那就是我们的身份呢。
The Lord is the master.
神是拥有者。
And he's given to us what he wants us to manage for him.
他要我们管理他家里的事物。
1 Corinthians 4:1 and 2 tells us that every steward is to be faithful.
哥林多书告诉我们，所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
We are to faithfully manage what God has entrusted to us.
我们要忠心的管理神所要我们管理的。
Understanding, we don't own it. He has just given it to us for us to oversee and manage for Him.
我们要清楚的了解到，我们并不是拥有者，我们只是一个管理者。
Whether it's my house or my car.
不管那是我的房子也好，是我的汽车也好
，my job or my schooling，
不管是我的工作也好，我的学业也好
，my children or my church，
不管是我的子女也好，我的教会也好
，these are stewardships I have been entrusted to take care of on His behalf。
这都是神所交付给我们，要我们管理的。
It's important for us to remember.What characterizes God's will for us?
那么我们就应该清楚地知道神他要我们管理的，那么神的旨意是什么呢？
Because what we have is what God desires us to have. He has willed that we have what we have.
我们有的是神拥有的，我们只是管理者，所以我们要晓得神的旨意。
Whether it's $1 million in the bank,
无论是在银行中的100万，
or a pocket full of change,
或者只是一些小零钱，
whatever it is,That's what God has given you.
这都是神给我们管理的。
And if he could speak out loud, he'd say, Chris, manage it well for me.
他如果能说的话，他一定会喊你的名字，说你好好的管理。
In Romans 12:2, Paul teaches us that God's will is characterized by three things.
在罗马书十二章第二节中，告诉我们神他要我们的管理，他的旨意到底是什么呢？
He says that God's will is good.
他说是良善的。
That means it's not bad, but it's beneficial and profitable for me.
那就是说不是坏的，是有益的，是有价值的。
He says God's will is perfect.
第二个字，他用的是纯全的。
That means it's not flawed, error-filled, it's not a mistake, and it's not wrong.
那就是说这个不是有缺陷的，不是有差错的，不是有失误的，不是错误的。
And he tells us his will is acceptable.
他也说到这是可喜悦的。
That means it's possible to embrace it, to be pleased by it, and to welcome it.
那就是说是值得接纳的，是令人喜悦的，是受人欢迎的。
I think it's important as we think of the will of God,As we think of learning to be content with it,
我想我们学习神的旨意，就是学习怎样的让我们去知足神的旨意。
Is that we remember God is infinitely perfect in all of His attributes.
我们要知道神在一切的属性上都是无限完全的。
Psalm 18:30 says, "As for God, His way is perfect."
诗篇十八篇第三十章就十八篇第三十节就是说，神的道是完全的。
So to be content with His will, whatever it is He has given to us.
所以我们要无论神给我们什么，我们就要知足。
He's not merely grudgingly resign ourselves because we can't do anything about it anyway.
这并不是说我们是出于无奈而勉强顺服。
Rather, it's submission to God's will.
而是说我们要出于对神的主权的信任。
With a strong belief in His wisdom, in His sovereignty, and in His goodness.
甘心顺服神的智慧、神的主权、神的良善。
It's an understanding that all that unfolds in our lives.
我们也要明白一切在我们生活中所发生的
does so for the glory of God
都是为了神的荣耀
and for our good and gladness
也是为我们自己的益处和喜乐
I don't know if you've ever heard this name Amy Carmichael
我不晓得你们有没有听过这么一个人叫做艾米·卡麦克
She was a single Christian woman
她是一位未婚的主内姐妹
Who was a missionary to India for 55 years.
她在印度为主宣教长达55年。
She worked with young women who were forced into prostitution.
她跟一群妇女一起工她在为妇女工作，那些妇女是被强迫作为妓女的。
And God used her to set many, many, many women free from prostitution.
上帝使用她解放了很多很多原本会变成妓女的妇女。
She served in an interesting time for the Christian church.
她服务的那个年代是一个很有趣的年代。
One, she was a woman.
一，她是一个女人。
She was single.
二，她未婚。
And she felt called by God to take the gospel to another people.
三，她接受呼召去宣教。
She even took coffee and made her skin darker. so she could minister to them.
她甚至用咖啡使她的皮肤变得更黑一点，使得她在印度人当中能够更被接纳。
She experienced suffering from her own people. She was from Ireland, but also from the people of India.
她也受到了一些苦难。
She wrote a poem about suffering.
她写了一首关于苦难的诗。
And it included these four words, which I think are powerful.
她用了下面的字，我觉得是很有力的。
As we think of contentment,
当我们在思想知足的时候，
she wrote, "In acceptance lies peace."
她写道，接纳中才有平安。
We will only find peace of mind and acceptance of God's will.
我们只有在接纳神为我们安排的人生境遇时。
When we embrace our God-ordained life conditions,
才能真正找到内心的平安与被接纳。
Whatever form they may take,
无论那个是什么样的情况。
Now let me make an application.
现在我们就进入第四点，我们来做一个应用。
As we read earlier, the Apostle Paul identified the secret to contentment by reminding us.That we can do all things through Him, that is through Jesus, who strengthens us.
使徒保罗指出了知足的秘诀，就是在腓立比书四章十一节到十三节。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
So I'd like to challenge you to pray to God for grace to be satisfied with the next five things.
所以我也向你们挑战，你们要向神祷告，求他赐下恩典，让你们满足于以下五点。
Who you are,
你是谁
？That's your personhood.
那是你的身份。
Where you are,
你所处的地方。
That's your location.
那是你的环境。
What you have,
你所有的东西。
Those are your possessions.
那是你的财物。
What's going on?
你所经历的事情。
Those are your circumstances.
那些是你的处境。
And who you know.
以及你所认识的人。
Those are your relationships.
那是你的人际关系。
Pray for God to give you contentment in all those areas.
我请求你们向神祷告，求他赐下恩典，让你们都能满足于上面的五项。
You will find joy and peace in the Lord Jesus.
之后你们将会找到喜乐与平安。
Now, if you're not a Christian, just a church attender,
那如果你不是一个基督徒，你只是在这儿做客。
Let me challenge you with a thought.
那我就挑战你下面的。
No man or woman will ever really be content.Until they are in Christ Jesus.
除非你能够在耶稣基督的保护下，不然你永远也找不到知足。
Mankind is designed by God for fellowship with Him.
人类的被造就是要与神有这个相处的关系。
We are restless until we find rest in Him.
我们永远是不安的。一直到我们在神里头找到安宁。
No job, no car, no spouse, no child, nothing will ever bring you satisfaction and rest than Jesus.
你的妻子儿女，你的汽车房屋，没有一样东西能像耶稣基督一样带给你平安。
We fully rest in Him.
我们在耶稣基督里得到平安。
And it's only then that we will find true contentment in our lives.
也只有在那时候，我们才能够真正的知足。
Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior this morning?
你今天早上愿意接受耶稣基督为你个人的救主吗？
I've been a pastor for a very long time, and I've discovered that there are many people who come to church.Who do not know Jesus as their Savior?
我做了牧师很久，我就知道有很多 这个会来教会的人，其实他们并不真正的认识主。
My heart's desire for you this morning is for you to find true, lasting contentment.
我今天愿意在这里请求你真正的找到知足的源头。
And it's found in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那就只有在耶稣基督里。
The most famous verse in the Bible.
最知名的圣经话语。
John 3:16.
约翰福音三章十六节。
Says, "For God so loved the world." That he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will never perish, but have everlasting life.
神爱世人，只有在耶稣基督里，我们才能够得永生。
So may you trust in Jesus today.
我希望你今天能够接受耶稣基督。
Well, what we've done this morning, we've developed a theme.
我们今天早上，我希望我们已经发这个展示出一个计划。
One great demonstration of the Christian's faith in God is learning to be content with their circumstances.
那就是呢，我们基督徒在世人面前最好的这个见证，就是我们在神里头有一颗知足的心。
I share a quote with you that's very, very, very old.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sharing a quote
that
was very, very old. That is very, very old.
这个牧师要跟我们这个分享一句很老的话语。
But it's very, very true.
但是是非常真实的话语。
Satan loves to fish in the troubled waters.Of a discontented heart.
那就是撒旦最喜欢在混乱的水域中钓取那一颗不满足的心灵。
I have found that to be very true.
我觉得那是正确的说法。
So by God's grace, may we pursue the life of a contented Christian.
让我们靠着神的恩典追求一个知足的灵命。
God bless you.
神祝福大家。
And pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Father in heaven.
我们在天上的阿爸父。
You are so good, so kind.
你是这么的慈爱仁慈。
So generous and gracious.
这么的慷慨。
And you only want what's best for us.
你为我们预备永远是最好的。
Help us to remember that when we're tempted to be discontented.
让我们记住，你所为我们预备的是最好的，让我们不再贪求其他的。
Give us grace to be content with who we are.
给我们这样的恩慈，让我们知道我们是谁。
Where we are.
我们在哪里。
What we have.
我们拥有什么。
Who we know.
我们认识什么人。
And what you're doing in our lives.
以及你在我们生命中要做什么。
Give us the faith to believe that you are worth waiting on and trusting in.
给我们这样的信心，让我们知道你是值得我们等候，让我们值得我们追求的。
And thank you for sending the Lord Jesus.
我们也感谢你把耶稣基督赐给我们。
Who died on the sin, died on the cross for our sins.
他在十字架上流血舍命，为我们的罪付重价。
Who rose again from the dead?
然而他从死里复活。
To prove he was the Son of God.
以大能证明他是神的儿子。
And to prove that your justice has been satisfied.
以大能证明你的公义得到满足。
And when we believe on the Lord Jesus as our Savior.
当我们接受主耶稣为我们个人的救主。
We enter into the state of ultimate.Contentedness.
我们就进入了一个最后最终的知足阶段。
And it's in His wonderful name that we pray. Amen.
我们祷告以主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Thank you again. God bless you.
谢谢大家。
谢谢。